AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden will deliver a speech to the nation this evening on the latest outbursts of mass shootings to push Congress to pass stronger gun laws. The AP Sagar Magani has this.
The president will speak here from the White House on steps aimed at what his administration calls a gun violence epidemic. It will come hours after the House Judiciary panel held a hearing on Democrat legislation in response to the shootings, including raising the age limit for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21. The Buffalo and Uvalde shooters were 18.
My God, we have to have the courage to protect America.
Amid passionate pleas to Republicans from Lucy McBath and Pennsylvania's Madeline Dean,
why don't they feel an urgency to do something?
Top committee Republican Jim Jordan said the Democrats' bill would do nothing to stop mass shootings, but would strip Americans of their constitutional rights.
Their real beef is with the Second Amendment.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The House bill does not ban semi-automatic rifles. A Senate bipartisan group has been meeting to find a compromise on gun legislation, which is likely to be far less than what's being considered by the House. No major gun bill has made it through the Senate since 1994. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the man who shot and killed four people inside a medical building, Michael Lewis, had back surgery last month.
Lewis expressed that he was in pain and was not getting relief.
Among those killed, Lewis's surgeon, Dr. Preston Phillips. Dr. Cliff Robertson is president and CEO of St. Francis Health System.
He is one of those doctors that was cut from the cloth of four decades ago in terms of how he felt about people and how he felt about his calling.
Police say Lewis bought a semi-automatic rifle just hours before his attack. This is AP News. Thousands of people are on hand for the start of the celebration of British Queen Elizabeth's 70 years as Queen.
Cheers of approval filled the air on Westminster Bridge as onlookers watched nine jets appear from behind the London Eye, making its way past Big Ben towards Buckingham Palace. Children sat on parents' shoulders, staring at the sky, as many others held their cell phones to try and capture the moment. Jacqueline Nee from Atlanta was looking forward to the air show and said she wasn't disappointed.
I mean, pretty spectacular. It was really nice thing to do to celebrate the Queen's sort of work for her country.
Spectator Chris Webster said this was one event he wasn't going to miss.
The Platinum Jubilee is, like guy in the telly said, once in a lifetime. So, yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it. And great to see so many people having fun as well.
Karen Shamas, London.
Elizabeth is Britain's longest reigning monarch. She will not attend a church service tomorrow after having some discomfort today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.